Frank's undisturbed face, wonder of the courtroom. Atlanta Journal, July 29, 1913. His brow does not wrinkle, his eyes do not quail or even flicker, he is cool and quiet. Leo M. Frank's expression of quiet confidence has surprised every visitor to the courtroom where he is being tried for murder. He sits for the most part with his hands crossed and listens coolly to the testimony or to the argument of attorneys. Not since the trial began has he seemed the least perturbed. His manner has been quiet and contained, like that of one who is sure of himself and sure of his cause. Yet he has not seemed indifferent. He has been attentive at all times, but his attention has been marked by as little excitement or distress as that of any spectator. Nerves play no part in his attitude. He seldom changes his position. His expression is always cool and calm. His gaze is steady and attentive. Every visitor to the courtroom has felt surprise at Frank's confident manner. The thought occurring to each is that he seems very different from a man on trial for his life. His imprisonment has made him the least bit pale, but otherwise it seems to have had little effect. Evidently, he endured his confinement with the same quietness, the same confidence which now makes his manner so surprising in the courtroom. As he sits not far from the witness stand and directly in front of the jury, he seems the smallest man in the long, wide room. The jurymen in the box elevated above the door almost tower above him. He can just see the judge, and he must raise his head to look at the witnesses as they testify. He is almost boyish in appearance, but his manner has a firmness and a determination which is very unlike that of a boy. Just back of him sit his wife and his mother. The three speak, but not very often. Like casual spectators, they attend to what the witness is saying or to the question that the lawyer is putting. Occasionally, Frank looks at the jury and seems to scan their faces as thought in an effort to discover what they are thinking. Then, and at all other times, his most distinctive feature are his eyes. The impression which he leaves is that of quiet, confident little man, with rather large eyes, partly hidden by spectacles.